As we've been reporting, and as we would expect, the conflict in the Middle East roiling global oil markets.
Well, crude futures sank significantly this after Iran attacked a US base in Qatar. Both the WTI and Brent are down by around 7%. Investors appear to take the latest strike as a possible signal that Tehran was seeking to de-escalate tensions by causing limited damage to a US infrastructure in the region, rather than targeting the global maritime energy trade by blocking the Strait of Hormuz. Earlier, crude prices jumped as much as 4% after the US struck Iranian nuclear sites and the Iranian parliament approved a measure to close the waterway. Now, the passage between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman is only 33 kilometers wide at its narrowest point, falling within the territorial waters of Iran and Oman. But it's one of the world's most important choke points for energy trade, with about a fifth of global oil and liquefied natural gas passing through it. And more than 80% of that goes to Asian markets. This is a tracking map of oil tankers in the area on Sunday. If the strait is closed, there are very few alternative options for all this maritime traffic. In fact, despite numerous threats in the past, Iran has never fully blocked the passageway.
And the US, it's calling on China to stop Iran from closing the strait.
Well, Secretary of State Marco Rubio reached out to Beijing to call on Tehran to prevent it from closing the waterway. Now, China is the only major buyer of Iranian oil because of long-standing US sanctions. Last week, President Xi Jinping said he was deeply worried about the escalating conflict. But despite an initial show of support for Tehran, Beijing's rhetoric has become somewhat more measured. Luke Trego takes a closer look at China's economic ties with Iran.
Could China be looking at the possibility of being cut off from Iranian oil? Beijing certainly has little interest in seeing Tehran shut down all access in the Strait of Hormuz.
The Persian Gulf and surrounding waters are vital channels for international trade and energy transport. Maintaining security and stability in the region serves the common interests of the international community. China calls on all parties to intensify efforts to de-escalate tensions and prevent regional instability from further impacting global economic development.
China, the world's largest oil importer, takes over 90% of Iran's own oil, making up 15% of its imports. Iranian oil, though, has been under sanction for years now and is cheaply sold. That leaves Tehran, already a key partner for China in its Belt and Road Initiative, disproportionately reliant on Beijing for around half of its budget. What's more, it's paid for in yuan, tying Iran even more closely to China in terms of where it can easily spend its earnings. And with Iran's parliament approving a measure aimed at shutting down the Strait of Hormuz, that balance could now be under threat. Something the United States has also seemed keen to point out.
I would encourage the Chinese government in Beijing to call them about that because they heavily depend on the Strait of Hormuz for their oil. If they do that, it will be another terrible mistake. It's economic suicide.
A closure of the Strait of Hormuz would lead to a global economic shock, but it would be both Beijing and Tehran that feel the pinch most from the latter's own actions.
And how are the stock markets reacting then to all of this?
Global stocks diverged today. Earlier, European stocks fell as concern rose over the global oil supply. But on Wall Street, shares ended the day higher as Iran's attack on a US military base in Qatar was interpreted optimistically, especially as President Trump said on social media that Iran had given the US advanced notice of the missile strike.
Trump, meanwhile, then, is also calling on the oil sector to pump more oil.
The president took to his social media platform earlier in the day after oil prices surged. That was before Iran's retaliatory action. Trump urged everyone to keep oil prices down, saying raising them would, quote, play into the hands of the enemy, and warning that he's watching. He also called on oil producers in America and elsewhere to pump more with his usual drill, baby, drill mantra. According to one expert, though, disruption in Middle East oil production cannot be easily replaced with the US stepping up its drilling because the quality of their crude is different. The US oil, WTI, is lighter and sweeter than Brent, meaning it has a lower density and lower sulfur content.
Crude from US is light sweet. The Middle East barrels for crude are mainly medium sour. Refineries cannot switch that easily between these two grades. And therefore, the shortfall of this medium sour quality crude will affect the way the refineries will produce the oil.
And that's all from the Business Desk.
Yuka, thanks so much.